Okay, is there any other discussion? Well, is there any objection if there's or questions?
I have a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Mary, and I think I'm hearing Lisa too. Go ahead.
I think you hear me. I do. You had made the point that this should be made a standing rule of order so that we can't just adjourn without doing something. Do we have to add this now as an amendment to this in order?
Yeah,
to...
I'm just ruling this.
You will rule.
Standing. Yeah.
Okay, you
this
could rule that.
Okay,
rule. Fine. Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting the standing rule of order? Any objection to adopt it. Okay, the next thing, do we have our IED on the line yet? Dan Siegel, are you here? Okay, I'm not hearing you. The next thing would be allegation of WBI payment for election slate mailing. Who is introducing that, or what is the report? Hello? The WBI payment
yes.
for election slate mailing?
This is Bob.
This is Ray.
Okay, Ray, and then Bob?
I was under the impression that we had passed a resolution asking the CFO to investigate this issue and report to the board. So I'm assuming that would mean the CFO would
Thank
be
you.
Reporting to us.
Bob, is that what you were going to say too?
Well, a little bit more, if I may.
Go ahead, and then we'll go to Lonnie.
Okay. The origin of this was that a member of this board wanted to put this on the agenda at the last meeting, and it was not put on the agenda. In the meantime, the WBI local station board put it on the agenda. And the item, for those who don't know what we're talking about, is a public allegation by a local board member of WBAI on a public listserv or a public website that one of the slates running in the election that's just happening arranged to bill the station for the cost of its private mailing to the membership to urge people to vote for that slate, and that was the Justice and Unity slate, and that the station had paid the bill, and that was illegitimate, and in fact, and said that they had documents to prove that had happened, and demanded an investigation. So what the LSB adopted was a simple request to the CFO to look into this and find the truth of the matter and report back. And also as to the process by which it was the copy of the invoice was released to a board member.
Okay, Lonnie, can you give us whatever report you have available, if any?
Yes. Well, upon receiving my request, I did begin the process of looking into it, and I talked with by email or on the phone with the principals involved, and that would be the KP Corporation, which is the mailing house that initially had sent the bill to WBAI for payment. I talked to people at WBAI about the bill. I tried to track the chain of information, so to speak, around where the bill went after it went to WBAI. And here's what I found, that the bill did, in fact, come to WBAI. And the first question is, why did it come to WBAI? Was it a legitimate bill? The answer is in an email I just sent along from a Cindy Soddenberg, who is the mail house person. And she says, the Justice and Unity job was paid in full by the Justice for Unity group. KP, which is the mailing house, accounting group used the wrong customer number when putting the information into the accounting system. The job was paid for in full before it left the building. WBAI should have never been billed. Justice for Unity paid for the job in full. It was an accounting error on our part. We're sorry for any inconvenience that it's caused. Warm regards. And there's our telephone number. So, first of all, the bill was sent in error. But the second question was, how did the billing, the chain of information about that billing, get to various individuals? I did contact Chandra by email, but I think she introduced that billing at the board meeting. And I was asking her to identify where she had gotten it from. And she declined to reveal the source. I checked in my office and talked to Lynn Magna and asked about her knowledge about it. And she produced an email where she had gotten the bill from Yvonne Singh, who works in the finance office at WBAI, saying the bill had been sent to her, Lynn Magna, here in the national office, questioning that bill and wondering if it was a national office bill. Lynn identified it as not a billing for the national office, and the national office was not going to be paying it, and simply had sent it back to her after informing Yvonne Singh about it. So at that point, this is where we are. We know that it was a mistake, at least for the mailing house. It's clear about that. But we don't know how it got around to other folks, and we don't know how far that particular invoice was sent and to whom and why. That's about it.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Question.
I have something I would like to ask because
go ahead.
Well, I guess the whole thing in terms of the way that it happened was I just think disturbing, and I would like to ask Chandra because you know you sent out what you had, and one of the things that you sent out in addition to the invoice when you sent out the Justice and Unity mailer, which went to all members of WBAI, and I mean we didn't see the membership list. The mailing house handled that, but I noticed that what you sent, it had the name of one of the local station board members, Steve Brown. So I'm just puzzled in terms of how that was. I'm just puzzled that was sent with the invoice, you know.
And yeah, I'm gonna step in here and ask: I'm trying to understand why this is a matter for the national board. The reason I put it on the agenda was because an allegation had been made in a public session about this, and so I felt that it was reasonable that there be a response. But I really, I believe that it is an issue for the executives to determine beyond that. And, you know, unless we're going to have a motion, a back and forth about where did you get that, where is it from, who did this, who leaked that, I don't know. It's not appropriate use of our time given the business we have to accomplish.
Well, I think this is Chandra. I think I deserve an opportunity to respond.
I'll grant that, and then if there's a motion, I'll recognize the maker, Ray, to make a motion. Go ahead.
Heather, around 12:30.
Okay.
Chandra, go ahead.
Yes, what I would like to say is I never put this on the agenda. I did circulate the information to the PNB for information a couple of months ago, but I never put it on an agenda, and I never asked for it to be discussed at a PNB meeting. I sent it out for information to the PNB, and that's I never put it on the agenda. So, you know, if people wanted to put it on the agenda and make it a discussion item, that was their choice. I just circulated information that I had received, and that's what I did with it, and that was for information for the PNB.
Okay. Bray, what's your motion?
My motion would be to duplicate what the WBAI board did and to ask the CFO to continue investigation and report to the PNB as to what happened. Clearly, well, I'll wait to motivate it.
Well, I'm gonna question it to whether it's in order. The CFO has investigated. The CFO has made a report to the PNB. What's intended by this motion?
Well, the report is not complete. I'm not sure that what I'm hearing is that the process is exhausted. One of the discussions we're going to have is about code of conduct, and I think this is some of those things are clearly are related to improper behavior on the part of board members, and that's what I would like it to look at. So is this at all part of the executive session?
I don't know. I'm just going to ask the CFO before I ask for a second. Lonnie, is there anything further that you feel you can do with a further investigation?
Well, not on the factual basis. I think it's in the hands of the board at this point, and I certainly wouldn't want to do an investigation around a code of conduct for the board. That, I feel that's outside my realm.
Right, I
don't have a suggestion other than the facts that I've offered so far, and that's all I can at this point determine.
Given the statement of the CFO that there's really he's not aware without further guidance of anything left to investigate, I'm going to rule the motion out of order. And with that, I'd like to move the agenda.
May I just say one thing?
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
I think that this certainly does speak, and I know that this will be coming up at some point in terms of, you know, procedures and how certain things should be handled. I mean, some things I can't get into because it was an executive session, but I'll just say I don't recall it happening quite the way. No disrespect at all to Chandra, but I don't recall it happening as she said, and I know that there was quite a bit of an issue about this, and the way that people were choosing to go about it, I didn't agree with it. But I definitely think there needs to be, this just is another example that just goes to show there needs to be procedures and understanding in terms of how you would handle certain things and how you would go about doing it, and I definitely think everybody, the ones who it would involve should definitely always be given the opportunity, you know, to respond, a proper opportunity to this.
May I also speak?
Go ahead.
Thank you. First, I'd like to appreciate, thanks, Lonnie, for taking care of the issue, because I think what has happened is that Chandra saw a potential misuse of foundation's funds, and it was, Lonnie says, it was an incorrect billing, it was a mistake in the mailing house, so we'd like to appreciate Lonnie taking care of that, making sure that foundation didn't pay for it. And I think that's basically what the issue and the reason for raising it, and it seems to be resolved. And again, I'd like to thank Lonnie or whoever was in the office there, the national office, who was able to contact KP and make sure they changed that and to direct the invoice to the correct party.
Thank you very much, Lavarne.
Sure.
With that, we're going to move the agenda. We're at time, and I'm going to move the agenda. The next thing is the IED report. Is our IED present? Okay, not hearing him. Then after that, the next thing before us is the ED and CFO job description. This should be festive. Lydia, this is something, the CFO job description that's coming out of a personnel committee of the committee of the whole.
No, it's not.
It's not coming
out of the committee. The committee never met quorum.
I said
and never fully discussed this matter, and then...
Right. So the committee of the whole means that they didn't meet quorum,
okay,
but that they did meet as a committee of the whole. So the committee itself didn't adopt it, and that's clear. I'm trying to figure out who's the maker of this motion.
Can I speak to it? Lydia...
You can tell me who the maker of the motion is.
It's Lydia.
Okay, then Lydia, will you please, or is Bob your reader? Bob, do you have that motion ready, and can you introduce it?
Yes, I do.
Before
it
is introduced, I have to speak about what happened precipitating the events today, because I was given the motion to distribute to the board earlier today, which I did at Lydia's request, and then subsequent to that, a revised version of that was sent around that never was submitted to the personnel committee at all. Even the committee that didn't meet quorum had never seen what was the revised version that Bob sent around earlier today on Lydia's behalf.
Okay.
So I'm just putting
that
out for information.
Thanks. I didn't want to interrupt you while you were doing that, but in the future, if members could ask to be recognized.
Can you hear me?
Speaking, I'd appreciate it. Who's that?
Lydia,
yes.
Okay, let me clarify. My intention
Wait. Okay, so I just want to finish and make sure the point is made. If people could ask to be recognized and then speak when recognized rather than just going ahead, I'd appreciate it. It'll make things easier from my end, at least. Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, no, the intention was, and the last time I spoke to Chandra, I thought I was clear, but maybe I wasn't. I didn't say that. Is that what Chandra distributed is the motion in the original motion. What Bob later distributed are amendments to that motion. or substitute motion to that. But what Chandra distributed is in its purest form, in its original form, from Dominguez, our director, as she, as we discussed in public session, by the way, no, we did not meet quorum, Dominguez did discuss how she arrived at synthesizing the information she needed to kind of clean up these job descriptions. And part of it, for example, with the ED, which I don't know which one we're doing first. Anyway, it was because we posted a job that the PMB approved, and there were elements in there that needed to be codified into the job description. With the CFO, it was based both on information that she has gleaned while she has been with Pacifica, as well as she said in public session, going to other EDs and CFOs of other nonprofits. And so that's what Chandra sent up. That is the motion. And and so my intention was, because I was going to have amendments, that Chandra should move those to. So it was by no means to, to sidestep the original motion, which was what our HR director put out. And then we will, the subsequent posting was for amendments to that motion.
Mr. Okay. Chair.
Well, can I please get a motion before us before we have any more discussion? We're going to have a motion. Is that Ambrose? Do you have a motion?
Yes, I have a motion. That this ED and CFO job description not be discussed by this board, and that it be put over for the next board.
Okay, there's a motion to postpone this item to the January PMB meeting. Is there a second or a motion
that
to postpone?
I'm gonna
hear two pro and two con, and then we're gonna go to a vote on the motion to postpone. Who would like to speak opposed to the? Well, actually, Ambrose, why don't you motivate the postponement first?
I just think we've spent so many hours on these issues, and I think we're involved in the discussion that makes no sense at this late date and in this board's life. And I think we are to leave it to a new group or another group for a fresh look at what we ought to be doing. That we ought not be spending 45 minutes to deal with something like this. And that's the reason I say.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion to postpone? Okay, if there's no opposition to the
Bob.
Yes, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Actually, I would use the same fact to argue the opposite, precisely because this board has had a lot of discussion in the past year about what we believe is the best definition of each of these positions and how they interact with each other, the ED and the CFO. I think we're so close to finishing it off. I think we should just get the job done and not throw it over to a new board that will have every new board has a learning curve. It'll be delayed yet again. And at a time when, we're in flux as far as RED, I think we need to have some clear guidelines as to what each person's job really is. And I think people on this board have pretty clear positions, and it's not confusing. It's just a matter of making a decision. I think we should get it done tonight.
Who would like to speak in favor of postponement?
Chandra.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that this is the most critical issue that is before the foundation at this point in time. And the reason why it is so controversial is why we are in the situation that we are today, with BAI being bankrupt almost, and the foundation being at risk financially, and the problems that we're having in other areas, which I don't have to go into because everybody knows what they are. I think that that's why this has to be postponed, because this board is so clearly divided and that it doesn't have a clear perspective on this matter. And by virtue of the fact that the personnel committee didn't even meet quorum to discuss this matter, and by virtue of the fact that the chair of the personnel committee has introduced a motion at a late date that brings us back to where we were two years ago when this whole thing came to the came to the fore, and the amendment is in violation of the Pacifica bylaws in terms of reporting authority, if that's why this board cannot discuss this matter. It has to be postponed. This board is too clearly divided.
Who would like to speak in opposition to the postponement?
Mary Berg.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, I have to. Chandra is saying we have to postpone because this board is divided. The next board might be even more divided, and we might then never do anything because a lot of things have been happening like this. I don't think that's a reason why not to do the business that we have before it. I do, however, note a pattern, which I've seen on and off the board, that toward the end, as time has been uselessly or unnecessarily wasted when there was on things that didn't warrant so much time, we now come to our finding ourselves with almost time is running out, and then someone says, move to postpone, move to adjourn, and nothing gets done. And I find in my own mind, personally, I'm not saying other people have to agree with me, I find this highly irresponsible, however well-intentioned. And this is not rocket science here. We are simply saying that we will maintain the confidentiality that we already were basically in agreement about, that we have wanting to have this some kind of a code of conduct, but all of these things for years. Why are we dumping this on a bunch of people who will now start from square one, and it will go on and on? So I really, we could have done it in the time that we are trying to postpone it, and take up the time in the in-person meeting, which never has enough time to to deal with what it has to do and the exigencies that come up.
Okay, will you call the roll, please, Mary, on the motion to postpone?
Okay, and note what I'm voting on here. Okay, so I'm voting no. This is the motion to postpone. Okay, Evelyn Bethune. Lydia Brazon. I'll go back to Lydia. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
No.
Sean Hoffman?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Nope.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Margaret Prescott? Downtown one. Okay, I will come back to you, Sarv Wandawa.
My mute is off. This is a motion to
postpone the CFO and ED job description item to the next PNB.
Margaret, I can come back to you if you want. That if you
yes pass
you are passing. Okay, great. Sarv Randhawa, are you
hello, this is Dan Siegel. I just wanted to tell you I'm here.
Oh,
thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
was
didn't hear
Sarv. Sarv, yes. Your vote?
No.
You vote no?
Yes.
Correct. I have voted you no. Okay. Sandra Rawline? Berthold Reimers? Pound one if you are on this call, Berthold. Rob Robinson?
Abstain.
Rick Robbins?
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin. Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Oh, yes, thank you. Lori Taguma, are you on the call? You vote? Okay. Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Michael Woodson? Okay. Margaret Prescott passed. May I come back to you? You voted pass, and so I... Margaret? Okay. Is there anybody who wants to vote or has not had a chance to vote?
Did you get my vote?
You voted yes.
Okay.
But I did not hear Margaret Prescott. She wanted to pass, and I don't know if she's still muted. Pound one. Is there anyone else who has not been able to cast a vote? Okay. Seven. Yes. Five. No. Okay, so I record seven yes and five no.
Okay, the motion to postpone prevails. That'll be on the, I'll place that on the agenda of the in-person PMB meeting. The next item will be the IED report. Dan, now that you're here, can you share with us whatever you have to share with us for public session?
Yeah, so, hello. Has Lonnie given a report on the issue of the JUC mailer?
Yes.
Okay. So that was one thing that I had some input on, but I will defer to Lonnie. What I want to report to you is that, number one, the WBAI GM Selection Committee has completed its activities and has forwarded to me the names and information regarding three individuals who are in the pool of finalists. And I am presently involved in interviewing each of them and hope to have a decision no later than 2 weeks from today. I think that's probably the most important thing that I've been working on. I've also been working with KPFA regarding its process for selecting a general manager and the KPFA selection committee and the LSB has decided to repost the vacancy for the general manager, and that process is proceeding. I'm hopeful that it will move expeditiously because I don't want to see that vacancy persist for very much longer. The other issue that I want to mention, which I think is probably pretty well known to members of the National Board, is that the election for LSB members and delegates in at WBAI in New York has been held up as a result of a lawsuit filed by some listener members at WBAI. As a result of that, it's unclear whether WBAI will have its new LSB members and delegates selected by the in-person meeting of the National Board in January. There's a hearing on that matter on January 24th, right before the PNB meeting. And hopefully at that point the court will set a schedule to allow the election to be completed. So those are the matters that I wanted to report on. I'm happy to answer questions that members of the board may have.
I have a question.
Okay, Sarv, and then Chandra.
Then Don.
Okay.
Dan, there was a discussion before that there was some kind of effort to try to influence that court there in New York to see if they can move the date forward of 24th. Is there any success in that at all? But did anybody approach the judge or anybody in court?
Yes, you know, the foundation's counsel on that matter is Dan Silverman, who's
okay.
been an attorney for the foundation for a long time in
right.
cases arising in New York. And so far he has not been successful in his efforts to attempt to persuade the court to move the hearing forward. However, a motion has been filed with the court as of yesterday, and it may be that the court will act on that motion expeditiously and expedite the process.
Thank you.
Chandra.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dan, for your report. I was very surprised to hear you say that the KPFA GM search committee had agreed to repost the job for GM, because I'm on the LSB and I've never heard this before. So if this decision was made by the search committee, it certainly wasn't brought before the LSB, and the GM search committee cannot make a decision without the LSB. The LSB had already voted on this matter and brought it forward to the then executive director.
Huh. Well, this is not a decision that I've participated in. It's simply what I had to say was based on information that was provided to me by members of the LSB. And
well,
I may be wrong, but again,
maybe,
I'm just sorry.
Yeah, maybe LaVarn, who's on the search committee, if she's still on the call, could enlighten us
about
this matter.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, LaVarn.
Thank you,
yeah.
Mr. Chair. I'm since the election has been certified, I'm no longer on LSB. But prior to then, there has been no discussion, no meeting that we sent forward a candidate for GM. We wanted a motion to ask that this person be seated. The other question is, in terms of the role and responsibilities of the IED, is that the IED has the responsibility or the authority to actually appoint a full-time person to any position in the foundation. And if that has to be clarified before any of this could go forward. But back to the KPFA LSB, this is absolutely insane. I mean, this is the first that any of us have ever heard of this. And we definitely have a viable candidate. We have a person who, as all of the discussions that we've had with this person to this point, is that we want him as the GM. And then to reveal this in a public session, it's just extraordinary. Just extraordinary. So, you know,
things are confidential.
Definitely, exactly. It's personnel information. It's confidential. So we definitely, need to discuss this further, and that there has to be a censor on to reveal this information in public session with this person, a viable, great candidate to be the general manager of KPFA. You know, I would call for a motion to bring in outside counsel to help this foundation, because this is just extraordinary to reveal this on this public session call.
And I would second that motion.
Oh my God.
Actually, Any violation would be a violation describing the search committee's process and recommendations, as I've just heard. Giving us the information that it's going to be reposted, I do not consider to be a violation of anything. And lastly, in terms of the IED, the authority to hire and fire, there were no stipulations when the IED was appointed, and it was specified at the time that any such restrictions would be something that could be considered, but there has been no motion to that effect.
So, my personal privilege.
May I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Could someone tell me who is the chair of the search committee?
There are co-chairs.
Okay, if you can give me names, I will contact them and find out what's going on.
Thank you.
Because I'm just reporting what I've heard.
Yes, thank you. And that's why there is a problem, because you might not have spoken to the co-chairs, which are Andrea Turner and Sasha Futron.
Okay.
You might have spoken to other members of the committee, and that's why LaVarn made the motion about asking for outside counsel. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm going to ask that the rest of this discussion we move to our executive session so members can speak completely freely.
I'll ask a question. You can decide whether I can ask it publicly or not.
This is LaVarn.
Dave?
Yeah, so
go ahead. Go ahead, Ray.
My question is, it's my understanding that the bylaws definition of that the local board is charged with presenting the ED with a pool of candidates.
That's right.
And by the way, if you want to stop the answer to that question, that's fine with me. If you feel
I would like to move this into executive session. I also want to be clear that what's appropriate for executive session are confidential personnel matters. So issues related to the hiring of a job application are something that we should discuss in executive session, and so that's why I'd like to move the rest of this.
I would just like to make one public comment on this matter.
Donna, excuse me. I'll recognize you in a moment. LaVarne
okay,
has to
you.
Be recognized
okay.
first.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
I thought I wasn't finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you
ruled? Finish, Ray.
Okay,
yes.
My question was about the mandate for the board, about the process, not the individual involved. I thought that I understood that some of what was discussed made sense, because my understanding is that the bylaws charged local board with presenting a pool. Now, I was born in a different country, but I understood that pool to mean at least two people,
right.
to a body. Now, the only exception I can see to this process is if the local board has presented the EZ with three candidates and that two of them decide to drop out, that is something that is independent from the process itself. But I don't think that the local board can choose one individual and consider that a pool and present it to the director. And that's why I thought that...
Okay, on that point, I would rule that the only other exception would be if the committee voted via STV and only one candidate received a threshold for the number of candidates selected. But you're correct, it is a pool. But I want to move the rest of this discussion to executive session because it relates to a hiring process.
This is
but you were going to recognize.
Excuse me. LaVarne, go ahead.
Thank you. well, I think the issue of whether the IED has the responsibility of hiring full-time employees for the foundation and need to be discussed in public session, because in terms of the responsibilities of the IED, that was never put forward when we had an IED prior to this time. It was only for an interim hires, not permanent hires. But let me just say something other than that. First, I'd like to apologize to the candidate in a public session for this violation.
No, excuse me.
I'm sorry,
no,
Dave.
I think it requires a public apology.
With legal implications for the foundation, and it is out of order. Okay?
Thank you.
You're not, and I would ask all members to refrain from making any statements about any person who is in a application process here that would indicate that the foundation has acted in any way improperly. Chandra.
Excuse me, Chandra.
I would like to finish my comment
The
chair went
on. You no longer have the floor.
You went on a tantrum, Dave. I was not allowed
to
speak.
Yes, correct. Chandra.
Okay. I just got an email from one of the co-chairs of the search committee who has been listening to the call, and she was not involved in any discussion with the IED, and says that the IED, that the LSB search committee has done nothing about talking to the IED about posting this matter and asking for more candidates. So this is a clear indication of bias on the part of the IED and incorrect reporting, because he did not speak to the chairs of the committee, and whoever he spoke to had no authority on behalf of the committee or the LSB. And I think this is outrageous, and I'm very, very disappointed
in this
conduct.
My information, Mr. Chairman.
May I get on the staff, please?
Inappropriate.
Hold on a second. We're at time for the IED report. So if people want to continue to discuss aspects of this that don't have to do with the hiring process, we'll need to have an extension of time. LaVarne's point, I believe it was, is well taken with respect to the authorities of the interim executive director. I do believe that's an item appropriate for public session. It will require, if we deal with it, to clarify a couple of items from executive session which relate to the agreements, both previously and currently. But I do believe it is an appropriate item for for a public session. So is there an extension of time for this item?
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. I don't believe 5 minutes will be adequate. Do you want to make a somewhat longer extension of time?
Ten minutes?
I don't believe 10 minutes will be adequate.
15 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to the motion for 15-minute extension of time?
Point of information?
Okay, yes, what's your point of information, Bob?
Dave, are you suggesting that this extension is for the purpose of discussing the question of the IED's authority?
Authority to hire, yes.
Okay.
I thought it was fun information.
And anything else related to the report, if people choose, not having to do with a confidential hiring process. I think I heard, you wanted to be on the stack, but that's after we spend time. What's your point of information, sir?
All right.
What I want to know is that when we hired IED and we passed a motion, I want to know the exact wording of the motion.
Yeah, well, we will get to that.
Okay.
Okay, is there any objection to the extension for 15 minutes?
Well, I have a point of information.
Yes, AC.
Since the IED has made decisions and so forth with respect to the foundation, and since it's some of the questions were expressed in what was termed outrageous terms, it appears to me that this is a direct confrontation with the IED. Therefore, I would think that it doesn't qualify to remain in public session, that this should be referred to an executive session.
Any criticisms of the IED's conduct that might affect his job or his reputation, I think, would be appropriate for executive session, but this is a question of the powers and authorities of an interim executive director. So I'd ask in the discussion that members not refrain from doing anything that would be harmful to the reputation of the IED by making claims of that sort. But I do think it's appropriate that the public be perfectly aware of any issues regarding the powers that we've assigned or not assigned to the interim executive director. So,
one information.
That's the ruling on that. Sarv, yes?
Fine. This item regarding the limitations or scope of IED's powers and authority, that was not agendized on our meetings here.
I'm going to include it as part of the IED report. At a minimum, we can clarify. If you want to raise that objection, if any motion comes forward, you can. But it is appropriate for consideration in the IED report.
Point of information.
Yes, Ambrose.
What is going to be used as the authority for what the powers of the IED are, except the bylaws?
Let me get the extension of time. Is there any objection to the extension of time? Because these are all issues related to the substance.
Can I withdraw the extension? I mean,
I object to that.
Pardon me?
I thought it was going to be for something else. So can I withdraw the extension of time?
Thank you.
Yeah, clarify what else you have in mind.
No, I'm just saying
extension of time.
Withdrawing the extension of time.
Oh, you're withdrawing
then I can move
that.
It
cannot be withdrawn.
Is there a second? It's somebody else is moving it. Is there a second?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll move it.
I'm hearing an objection to the extension of time. Mary, will you call the roll? 10 times 15 minutes.
This was 15 minutes, right?
That would take 2/3 vote, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Mary Berg says yes. Evelyn Bethune. Lydia Brazan. I don't hear Lydia. A.C. Berg.
I object to extension of time.
Okay, so that's a no.
Yeah.
Lisa Davis.
No.
Chandra Hoffman.
Passed.
Okay. Ray LaForce?
I'm sorry, I get distracted. I want to vote to allow the time for the discussion.
Okay, that's a yes. You? Ambrose Lane?
Okay.
Bob Letterer? Bob? Yes. Prescott?
Yes.
Star Randall?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes,
okay, thank you for being with us. Yes, okay. Bertold Reimers. Bertold. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Bert Robbins.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin. Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Lori Taguma. Don White. John White, pound, pound one.
Yes.
Lamorne Williams.
Yes.
Michael Woodson. Michael Woodson. Anyone else who wanted to vote? Okay.
Yes.
This is
Chandra.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You bet. Sorry. And your vote is?
Yes.
Okay.
Mary, did you get Don White's vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did
thank
not
you.
Hear Lydia Brezon. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes and 2 no. And that vote.
Okay, we can extend time. Now, on the question of the IED's powers, this is going to require, I'm going to clarify the votes. These are votes taken in executive session, okay? But I'm going to clarify them here for the record. When we elected Dan Siegel as the interim ED beginning October 1st, that vote was done and we announced in public. We also passed a motion that restricted the powers of the IED in the period between or during his tenure before the hiring of the executive director to hiring and firing people only effective up to December 1st. Okay. That would allow the incoming executive director to review any such hires or fires. When we chose an IED most recently to serve, no such stipulation was made, and I made it clear at the time that any restrictions on the power of the IED would be things that could be introduced through motions subsequent to that. No such motions were made. A member at the time did assert, without the power of rule, that the prior motions were in force. But again, those motions referred to an interval that had already passed. Okay, so that's the situation we're at. In order to restrict the powers of the IED, a motion to restrict the powers of the IED would be necessary.
So the IED has the powers of the executive director as spelled out in the bylaws.
Correct.
Until this change. Yep. Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Well, I guess I was wrong about us needing 15 minutes. If there's nothing further, we can proceed.
2 minutes.
There was also this issue of the questioning of the functioning of GM search committees. And that also is not a matter for executive session, although the specifics of the functioning of any individual GM search committee is. So if people want clarification of that, this issue of a pool of candidates, et cetera, let me just say the way the bylaw, my understanding of the bylaws is if a pool of candidates is presented to an executive director and the executive director does not want to select among that pool, they can request that the committee provide them with a pool. Ray is correct. The bylaws specify a pool of candidates, but the bylaws say that the way that boards and all committees vote when there's more than a single position is via STV. So it seems to me that if a search committee holds an STV vote for 3 seats and no candidate, achieves the support necessary in the 3-seat election, then it could put forth a single person as its pool. That would mean that the executive director could request additional candidates if it didn't deem that person qualified, but I would expect that the ED would at least interview that person before making such a determination.
Mr. Chair?
That's that issue. Yes.
Dave, can I say something?
Yeah, I'll let Dan speak, and then I will. Was that Don who was asking?
No, it was Rob Robinson.
Oh, it's Rob. Okay, so Dan and then Rob.
And
okay.
Wendy.
And then Sarv. Sarv.
Right. Okay.
Let me just clarify, because people may be jumping to conclusions here. My understanding is that the search committee at KPFA submitted its proposal to Nicole Sawaya when she was serving as ED. I had nothing to do with it. I did not, I don't even know the names of the people they proposed. I did not interview them. I had no interaction with the search committee. After I was appointed as IED about 10 days ago, I was advised by a member of the KPFA LSB that they had decided to repost.
Not true.
Well, you know...
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Is the point of order that task members not to interrupt someone who has the floor?
Yes,
thank
that
you.
Is.
And the old,
well, that is well taken. If we could all give each other the ability to do that, unless somebody is saying something that is actually harmful to the interests of the foundation by creating liability.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, I don't know. I have no personal knowledge of what the search committee's done. But what is true, in response to whoever just interjected that, is that that is the information that I received. It's true that I received that information. It may be incorrect. It may be a matter of dispute within the KPFA LSB. I have no knowledge of that. What I reported to you is simply what I was told, and that's all I know about it. As I said, I did not interview anyone. I was not presented with the report of the search committee. That was done with respect to Nicole. And so I'm just asking that people who are jumping on me not jump to conclusions, because I can only tell you what I have been advised.
Okay,
okay,
this
Rob.
Is Chandra. I would like to respond to Dan.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Rob, and then Chandra, and then Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question, I guess, should be directed to Dan. Is it what I think I hear is that you were submitted a pool of... It's not really a pool, but you were submitted the name of a single candidate.
Yeah, Rob, the things that relate to an individual hiring process, I'd like in the executive session.
Mr. Chairman,
no, I'm just trying to understand what I'm trying to understand desperately what the issue is, because Dan is getting attacked back and forth, and I don't really understand what the issues are.
Well, if
yeah,
I can respond, Rob, I was not presented with anything.
Oh, okay.
I was not involved in this. Nicole was the one who was presented with whatever pool was presented.
Thank you very much.
Chandra.
Okay, thanks very much. First of all, the GM search committee at KPFA has not met since November. They forwarded their recommendation to the KPFA LSB, who met and voted on this matter in executive session, as to what they were going to put forward, and this matter was the vote was overwhelming in terms of the decision that was made by the KPFA LSB. An overwhelming majority of the board voted on a recommendation that was put forward to the executive director. Nothing has happened since then. The KPFA LSB has not met since then. The GM search committee has not met since then. The GM search committee, as far as the KPFA LSB is concerned, has discharged their responsibility, and they are finished. They put forward their recommendations to the KPFA LSB, and the KPFA LSB met in executive session and voted and made their recommendations and put them forward. So any report that's put forward by Dan is not on behalf of the KPFA LSB. So that's why it's very disturbing to me, because the person that was talking to him was not speaking on the authority of the KPFA LSB. And therefore, that's a problem to me.
I didn't interrupt you because it's not exactly creating liability for the foundation. But again, reporting actions in executive session of LSBs on public calls, it's just a violation of the confidentiality rules. We can do all of this, and LaVon, I will definitely be recognizing you to make whatever statement you want about it in executive session, but not if the details of a particular process or that it was a confidential process aren't appropriate for public session.
Can we move to an agenda?
There was one other person, Lisa.
Yeah,
and then Wendy.
I'm sorry, that's right. Yeah, I did. Sorry, Wendy.
Okay,
Lisa and then Wendy.
I just have to say I object to the way some of this has been proceeding in terms of what Dan reported, and it sort of spoke to what I was trying to say earlier in terms of process and procedures. Something has happened, evidently some confusion. I'm the last one to speak to the process that happened at KPFA, but I think that there should be a certain amount of courtesy and respect. You know, everybody knows exactly what happened. If you hear something that is like, whoa, you know, kind of doesn't go according to what you know, then I think the thing that people should do is to not accuse other people or say they're not telling the truth or accuse them of being biased, but rather get all the information. And I think that that's a problem that doesn't happen here. So I just have to say I object to the way that was being done to Dan, who said he was reporting something. And the thing to do that people should do is just wait and get more information about what happened before jumping to conclusions.
Wendy.
It was me. I was asking about the powers of the interim ED, and when that second appointment happened, when we appointed this interim ED, I think that a lot of people assumed. Well, I don't remember that part about what you said about limiting the powers would have to come later, but I think that we may want to discuss again the. Thing about having your lawyer be your boss too, or be his own boss thing again, and then also the conflict of interest, and then also about I don't know, are we paying the interim ED? I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know and I hesitate to limit. It's not knowing how long that interim situation will be happening. I hesitate to limit the powers to say you can't hire a. Permanent DM when the search committee's gone through the process, but I do want to say that it would be prudent in the idea of board staff, you know, a whole new day, getting along with the board and everything, if the interim ED reported his decision to the PNB before telling the candidate. It would be nice.
I agree. I think that would be a prudent way to go. The IED was elected, appointed to that position. I believe we are not paying the IED, and the motion was until the PNB makes another decision respect to that position. Okay, we're at time, and so we're going to move the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the Robinson motion on Creative Commons licensing, and that's actually I asked Rob to draft this. As everybody knows, I'm quite biased in this process, so I'm going to turn the chair over to Sarv, and I just for this item, and I just want to say I think that it would be appropriate. I think I will move the motion since it may be appropriate for Rob to recuse himself given. Given the fact of his strong involvement in this up to this day in the role of a consultant. But I would like to ask Rob to read it, or ask the chair, actually, ask Sarv, to have Rob introduce the motion to us.
Can you hold on 1 second before I come on the phone? I'm sorry.
Sure.
A little situation here.
While you do that, Sarv, may I be recognized to speak for a moment on this?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say that, again, the reason I came back to Pacifica and ran for the board was because I felt that the question of its licensing policy was the most important issue that it could decide. And I think that a lot of the battles within the foundation are battles over precious space. And if we design our distribution strategy appropriately and we're willing to create space even for those we disagree with, there's ample distribution opportunities for a lot of people. And I think we should stop fighting on that point and try it as much as possible to build our distribution as much as possible. And in the digital distribution space, what's happening is that there are some people right now in this early stage who are creating apparent commons, the YouTubes of the world and others, iTunes,